Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's December 2nd. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. A good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. I've got five briefs for you this morning that are shaping America and the world. First, America's railroad strike has been thwarted. Well, probably. I'll explain. Second, an update on our southern border and migrants from Mexico. Two new records to tell you about. I'll let you decide if either are good. Third, Joe Biden wants to buy more oil for our strategic emergency reserve, but Congress has already agreed to sell what we've got. Fourth, the Supreme Court weighed in on a student debt forgiveness plan. I'll share what they said. Finally, an update about long COVID. Researchers this morning are suggesting that people who suffer from it have two things in common. Later, we close out the podcast with a listener question about whether or not I'm a good guy. And my answer involves a response from my mom, who actually said that I was mean on this podcast recently, so I will defend myself later. But before we get to that, we got to get started with this. America's railroad strike has been thwarted. The U.S. Senate and House of Representatives have both passed a bill formalizing the deal that Joe Biden and his team actually created back in September. Now, that deal was voted down by several of the railroad unions, but Congress has used its powers to force the deal onto workers. And the bill now heads to Joe Biden and his desk, where he has said he will sign it, and very quickly. Now, interestingly, there was one companion bill that would have given the union folks what they really wanted, which was 15 days of paid sick leave. But that add-on bill failed in the Senate. So workers will only get the one paid personal day that the Biden folks granted them back in September. And that means that if they get sick, well, it's going to come out of their vacation time, if they have it. Otherwise, they will be penalized for taking time to see their doctors or go to an emergency room. Now, I'm going to keep you posted on this for two reasons. First, workers can still reject this new deal that is being, well, forced on them. And by rejected, I mean they can vote with their feet. They can quit. We'll see if that happens, at least at any scale. Second, this involvement of Congress and Joe Biden, it sets a precedent that the government will get involved in labor disputes. Now, unions are arguing this morning that such could undermine future efforts when they're at a negotiating table. Companies will bank on the fact that the federal government will probably step in and prevent a strike. And that takes away any leverage that a union might otherwise enjoy. Now, is that argument persuasive? Is it true? Well, we'll see. And as always, I will keep you posted. Moving on to our second brief this morning, two related developments south of the U.S. border. First, over 73,000 illegal migrants rushed our southern border last month, and they got away. That is a new record. According to data seen by Fox News, that means on average, there were at least 2,400 people crossing illegally each day, as seen on either cameras or other forms of surveillance. But regardless, those folks never got caught. But to be clear, that number, that 73,000, does not capture the total number that snuck in without being observed or ever caught. Nor does it capture the number of illegals that were encountered by the Border Patrol. And last month, that was an additional 74,000 migrants, roughly half of whom are now in the U.S. awaiting immigration hearings. So what do we make of these numbers? Because it seems a bit overwhelming. 73,000 that were never caught. We have another 74,000 that were caught. Well, as one Border Patrol agent said, quote, "It's rough. No support, no backup, and no leadership," end quote. And unfortunately, folks, it's probably going to get a lot worse. On December 21st, the Biden administration will stop using something called Title 42, which was a Trump-era rule that allowed the federal government to toss people out of the country more quickly, all because of the COVID pandemic. But a court ruled that Title 42 is unlawful, so it must come to an end in about 3 weeks' time. So with those record numbers of illegals, both seen and unseen, coming into the United States, you might not be surprised to learn this. The Mexican government announced that its country had received a record amount of money sent by Mexican nationals living in the United States and wiring it back to Mexico. It's something called remittances. To dig into the numbers here, the Central Bank of Mexico said this week that the country had received $5.36 billion just in the month of October, and that's a record. Analysts were expecting, by the way, $5.1 billion, but obviously with more illegals and higher U.S. wages, the amount was notably higher than they expected. And by the way, all of that money is now propping up the Mexican government and their currency called the peso, which has been amongst the highest performing currencies in the world this year. And that helps the Mexican government, generally speaking, to keep inflation in check and lower their borrowing costs. So there you are, and you're welcome, Mexico. Speaking of economic news, let's pivot now back to the United States for a moment and talk about something that's come up a number of times over the past number of months, and that's the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR. So to quickly refresh our memories on this, the SPR is one of, if not the largest stockpiles of petroleum reserves in the world. It's supposed to be used in the case of a national emergency, like a war. But over the years, it's unfortunately been used for non-emergency purposes too. And one of those is that Congress has occasionally sold off some of that emergency oil to help fund spending on other programs. In other words, it allowed Congress to avoid cutting spending or raising taxes. It was a piggy bank of sorts to steal from. And that sneaky use of the SPR gets us to today's news. The Biden administration wants to begin refilling the SPR because they drained it this summer to combat higher gas prices. But while they are now trying to buy more oil and refill the SPR, Congress has already mandated that 147 million barrels actually be sold off, all to pay for those other social programs that they didn't want to raise taxes for. So as of this moment, your U.S. federal government is both going to be buying and selling emergency oil reserves, sort of like pushing on the gas pedal and the brake at the same time. Well, of course, that is absolutely bonkers. And that is what the Department of Energy said, more or less, at a hearing in the U.S. Senate yesterday. And their request to the senators was very simple. Please, don't sell that oil as we are trying to buy it. And so the senators said, yeah, you know, you're probably right. But it'll mean that we have to pass a new bill, get it through the House, and then on to Biden to sign it. So will that happen? Well, maybe. Both the House and the Senate are working on a must-pass bill that would fund the government later this month, so maybe it'll piggyback on that. But remember, if they do pass this new bill and stop selling emergency oil, that means that those funded programs that Congress previously authorized, well, suddenly they become unfunded. And that means that Congress is going to have to come up with the money from somewhere. To which folks on Capitol Hill are now saying that they'll probably just use deficit spending to fix that problem, issuing debt then rather than cut elsewhere or raise taxes. And that kind of logic, well, it helps explain why the U.S. national debt just passed $31 trillion for the first time in history a little over 2 months ago. With that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, two more critical pieces of news for you. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Mike Baker here. Let me talk to you about something that, well, frankly, you probably don't want to talk about, and that's debt. Look, if you're in debt, you go to bed thinking about it, and you wake up thinking about it, right? It can ruin your life. And here's the truth. The system can trap you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And insane inflation, well, it can keep you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Now, Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills, and they know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff and negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done With Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry, because some debt solutions are time sensitive. And here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's it. Donewithdebt.com. When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing concerning economic shifts that can impact your retirement savings. We've got stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, and astronomical debt that, by the way, is still growing. Now, these things could drain your savings of their value. The good news is that there's a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you could store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver, with amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment. American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899.
Welcome back to the PDB. I've got two more critical pieces of news for you this morning. First up, the U.S. Supreme Court delivered some bad news to the Biden administration all over its student loan forgiveness program. But before I tell you what the court said, let's refresh our memories on the issue. A number of months ago, Joe Biden signed an executive order to forgive over $400 billion in student loan debt. Now, he claimed that he could do that without involving Congress, although previously, he and other Democrats said no, they couldn't. And that's because the Constitution demands involvement of the House and the Senate to pass that kind of bill. But Joe Biden did it anyway. Well, naturally, his opponent said, not so fast. What you're doing is unconstitutional. So we're taking you to court. And they have. Well, one court put a stop to it, called an injunction. Well, Biden's folks then appealed that ruling to the Supreme Court, saying that they wanted it to go forward and right now. Well, the Supreme Court said yesterday, no, the injunction stands. So no debt forgiveness, at least not for right now. Instead, the court agreed to hear the case on an expedited basis starting in February and then offer an opinion in June. Now, either way, Biden certainly has gotten people's hopes up over this. Over 26 million Americans have applied for the debt forgiveness scheme, with 16 million people approved. But now, nobody's going to get anything until all of this gets settled next summer. As always, folks with student debt can get that paid off straight away if they sign up for military service. The U.S. Army will take care of $65,000 in debt if you sign on the dotted line. So talk to your local recruiter. I am sure that they would be more than happy to talk to you. Finally, this morning, some fascinating research out on the controversial medical issue of long COVID. So to be clear, there's no real consensus on what exactly long COVID is or isn't. But generally speaking, it's folks who have had COVID, have largely recovered, but they say that they have a collection of lingering ailments like insomnia and fatigue, and headache, joint pain, cough, and difficulty with breathing. Now, there's lots and lots of debate about long COVID to include what causes it. And that's what we're going to talk about as we close out the podcast this morning. Researchers in the United Kingdom wondered what factors might make people more or less susceptible to developing long COVID. And so they enrolled about 1,500 people who tested positive for COVID back in the year 2020. The enrollees monitored their symptoms and then reported them via an online survey. And I should note here that these kinds of studies tend not to be super reliable and warrant further exploration. Still, in a report issued on Wednesday in the journal PLOS Global Public Health, researchers did find two striking factors for self-reported long COVID. First, sufferers tended to be women. And second, they tended to be obese. So I'll let my doctors out there kick the tires on this one and what it means. And by the way, send me an email with your thoughts on this, pdb@thefirsttv.com or my personal website, which is briandeanwright.com. But the obesity piece here, it certainly fits with what we know generally about human health.
Being obese or morbidly obese leads to systemic inflammation, amongst other things, and that can cause all sorts of bad stuff in our bodies, from heart disease to gut issues to even cancers. So perhaps long COVID, at least in some people, is really about obesity making recovery all the more difficult. Now, if this is something that you struggle with, talk to your doctors about how you might address this chronic inflammation issue. I've seen some great advice from the medical community talking about this, and it's pretty straightforward. First, an anti-inflammatory diet, which you can find with some pretty simple internet research. And then, of course, lots of exercise and good sleep. I'm going to keep you posted on this, because maybe the one and only good thing from this pandemic is a greater awareness that we really need to talk about and address our obesity issue. Not with judgment, but with just some candor and lots of encouragement and support as we whip ourselves back into good health. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. But I've got one more thing before I let you go. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Welcome back to the PDB, folks. I've got one more thing before I let you go. Scott in Billings, Montana wrote me a while back. He had some ideas on what are the minerals we might use in batteries, also that we can get away from the dirtier elements of the dirty green energy revolution. But there was something else that he said about me personally. And it's been sitting with me for a while now, and I thought I'd share it with you. So basically, Scott said, you know, Brian, I've been listening to you for a while, and you seem like a good guy, like somebody that I'd like to be friends with. But, and there's always a but, you're also a former CIA guy, and you all are pretty good liars. So I'm not sure whether I like you or I don't. And I had two reactions to that. First, as I just did now, I laughed. Because it's fair. As a former CIA officer, I get to live with that stamp on my forehead for the rest of my life, good, bad, or ugly. I'm either the cool guy, you know, the James Bond, or I'm one of the villains that he tries to kill. But if I can try to convince you, Scott, I just want to give you a little bit of insight into me and into my life. Because sometimes they say you can judge a man by how he was raised. And I want to give you a little bit of a story that might suggest how I was raised. So do you all remember 2 weeks ago when I was talking about Thanksgiving And I mentioned that I do not like cranberries. Well, my mother called me up, and in the way that only a mother can, she said that I should apologize. And that's because, as she said, there are lots of people out there who like cranberries. And why on earth would I say mean things about cranberries? Because that would hurt people's feelings or make them not like me. So, Scott, that is what I was raised around. A very loving, wonderful, sweet Christian mother who was always trying to do the right thing and was always worried about hurting other people's feelings, to include the cranberry people. The point, my dear listeners, is that I am very proud to have come from a good rural family. And I hope the folks out there can hear that reflected in the news and the analysis that I bring you all. I am not a perfect man, nor have I earned your unflinching trust. But I do try to be a good man, one that my family is very proud of. And for the record, it's not that I don't like cranberries. I just don't like it from the can. Fresh cranberries? Great, love them. It's just, it's how it comes out of the can. It just doesn't look right. Anyway, I'm making my mom mad again. The point is that I promised her that I would apologize to all the cranberry people. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. And also, for the record, Mom, yes, I do love your cranberry cookies. I was not lying all of these years. I swear. It's clear. I am on the naughty list for Christmas, aren't I? Just no getting out of it. You know, I hope at least I get a card, you know, even if there's no money inside. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.